This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and as we like to do every couple of weeks, we love to get in touch with Chris Stevens-Todd and do a bit of a regional roundup, finding out what's going on for our communities all around Victoria.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, we are a little excited because the very first thing we're going to talk about today is something that's already happened. Last Thursday, we had Zara from Bendigo and Beyond Trans and Gender Diverse Group chatting to us about the Trans Pride Dragon they made as a part of the Easter Parade in Bendigo on Sunday, which was also Trans Day of Visibility. And you got to be a part of that.
I did. It was so wonderful to be down there, and the big pride dragon that started off with the trans colours and then slowly, you know, had the progressive pride flag at the back of it, and we all had flags that matched all the areas of the spectrum, waving, going through the streets of Bendigo to hundreds of people. It was amazing.
Now, we got an update from them last week saying that they were building this dragon to make the head alone 1.9 metres. How big was this dragon?
I think it was at least over 10 to 15 feet long.
Oh, wow. Is that about the length of a truck?
It was really big, and we needed at least, I think, 10 plus people to carry what we call the rib cage of it all, and then we have like a little bubble machine and thing that helped support the heads for bubbles to come out, and we had two people that had to help support that. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people, volunteers, very excited to be a part of it, helping it become alive.
Oh, what a lovely
modern day dragons blow bubbles.
You know what? Well, trans pride ones do. Pride ones absolutely do. I saw the pictures online. We shared them on the Joy Breakfast socials. They were so beautiful. Apparently, there's more pictures and video coming your way from Thorn Harbour Country. So as soon as we see that, we'll absolutely share that on the Joy Breakfast socials. But let's dive into what's happening for our regional communities all around regional Victoria, starting with Murupna, a place I've heard of, but I have no idea where it is. Where's Murupna?
Yeah. So Murupna is right next to Shepparton. It's like the ugly sister. It doesn't get a lot of love. So, but, you know, it's a lovely little town that is just over the river. And Jego Pride and Ruby Watt Carter are putting together our Queer History Museum. And you'll be able to go to the Murupna Education Activity Centre. And this is part of the Shepparton Arts Festival as well, which Goulburn Valley Pride put something queer in every year to showcase queer art as part of the festival. And it talks about the many different periods in starting in the early 1900s. And it has information around all of the changes and things like that that we've gone through. And the display has some really cool furniture that also goes with all the information to represent the time changes. So if you, you know, go to the early stages, you've got a phone that goes to each time period apart up until now. So, yeah, it's really, really cute and lovely.
Is this an ongoing event or is this just a one-day exhibition?
It is ongoing until the end of the Shepparton Festival, so it's there for a few weeks, but Friday the 8th, it will be available for people to go and have a look at 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. when the centre opens, and you just go in and wander through and have a read at your own pace, and it's completely free.
Oh, I love that. Now, apparently in Mansfield, they're getting the Lego on.
Yes, so Lion Wangaratta are heading over to Mansfield. So I thought I'd find some places we haven't spoken about a lot over the last few weeks. And yeah, so Mansfield Library, if you're a Rainbow family, head along this Saturday at 10 a.m. and do some Lego fun. If I wasn't in Melbourne, I'd be dragging Fletcher along and having some fun for me.
What do you reckon you would make if you were going to build some kind of Lego construct?
I'm very big. I have a huge room, which was
you have a Lego room.
Over. Yeah, so I'm very big on cities. So I big cities and things. So that's what I'd be doing, just a big building.
So you'd make San Francisco then?
Yes.
How long do you reckon before Fletcher takes over that room and just has it as an extra wardrobe?
Well, it has a child gate on the, on the door, so it's well protected.
Nice. Then heading to Bendigo, we've got some drag queen bingo.
Yeah, so this Friday, the 5th of April at Piano Bar at 7 p.m. start, we're going to have the amazing winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 3, Isis. Come along and do the drag bingo with everybody and Bendigo's very own queen, DJ Culinary, followed on by Oscar on the keys, who does a wonderful job playing the piano and singing requests. So that's going to be a really fun night, and a group of us from Chapinon heading down. So if you're there, come and say hello.
And be sure to congratulate DJ Culinary on her nomination for DJ of the Year at the medias, which were announced earlier this week. Love DJ Clitterly, absolutely awesome. And last but not least on our fabulous list of what's coming up is heading to Echuca.
Yeah, this one's, I think, at least a week and, or 2 weeks away, but it's for our older population. It's come and have an afternoon tea and watch a movie for our seniors. So if you're 50-plus is the preference, they said, preferred, but not necessary. So if you're, you know, reach out to them if you're a little bit under that. And it's heading to the CWA Hall in Echuca, and Chukamo and Pride are going to put on some light finger food, afternoon snacks and beverages. It is an alcohol-free event. And then watch some camp classics together.
Ooh, that actually sounds delightful. I would like to attend, especially if it's at the CWA Hall. You might get some fancy scones.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what movie they're going to be showing?
I don't know. It might be a surprise, but I think of the ones like Birdcage and But I'm Not a Cheerleader. They're some good camp classics.
Oh, love that. Love that. Well, we'll make sure to put all the details to these events that you've shared with us into our podcast so that that way everyone can look at the Facebook event, look at the tickets and find out if it's something they can attend.
There's literally something for everyone, all family types from young to old. So very exciting. Well done, Regional Vic.
Yeah, and good on you, Chris, for casting a wide net and bringing these lovely events to our ear holes this Thursday morning.
You're welcome.
Have an absolutely awesome weekend. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.